they rush at the end of Siman Gimel, their aim. We discussed yesterday. We explained yesterday that the Yisrael of our Mishnah is that there's a concept that Chazal established called the Bracha Mekaretes. That Chazal established Brachas that are more specific. The Birchas Boire Yehei is more mechurit and more specific than Boire Pri Adama. I think more will say later on. That Boire Pri Adama is anything which grows from the ground. The Boire Pri Yehei also grows from the ground, but it has a different, Tishbaruch was a different approach. The Boire Pri Yehei, the tree maintains itself in Shana L'Shana, and Boire Pri Adama is something which dies down every single winter. So we explained yesterday that whether you hold like the Ritva and the way we look shot in the Rambam, or whether you hold like the Rash and the Tosfos, that the purpose of a bracha, the purpose of the bracha might be the Tfilas Rishus, but the substance of the bracha, the way that we are making Rishus, so the Ritva says in Hakom Lachas Brachas, it sounds like you will miss it with the bracha. The Rambam's Mashma also, maybe it didn't hear a Shemayim, or clearly in Rashi, it's a Din Meida. So we explain that Haidah, Yesim, if we read this, is a better Haidah. Person who thanks, who gives Haidah in a more specific way, gets a more substantial Haidah. And we explain that a person who wants to listen to the Rambam, he hears that. Be impressed by the Bria, so the more a person looks at the front of the Bria, the more impressed he is, the greater Kiva near Shemayim is. And this is, you have a model for this. That Arifas Devarim is a Dinan Aydar. That's the Rambam writes in the midst of Sipritis Mitzrayim, the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's a din for the Marba raising the Shubah, din of Rifas Nivarim. You have a similar idea with Rambam Bikurim. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos says that Bikurim, we the Bikurim is the din of Aydah. We the Bikurim, the Rifas Nivarim, you don't just bring the fruit, take the fruit, the Rambam Yavidami, all of the Eir Mitzrayim. And the Yoga Shem say not, the Rishas Dvarim. So you see that the Din Meidah to be Mara and go from Mara Sarva. Good. That's the first Tikkun that we made. The next Tikkun we made is the Gemara says that Ishtani Lemal Yusa, that the Din of Bari Priya Eis, or the Din of Bari Priya Gosha, and the Din, allegedly we'll get to it, of Bari Mine Mizaynes, the Bari Priya Eis, the Maitzi Lechon Oretz is that Ishtani Lemal Yusuf. The Gemara said that if Shemen would be substantially Ishtani Lemal Yusuf, it would also get a separate bracha. And we explained, look at the Rishonim, that the Rishonim say, that is because of the Shtayim of Ruyuse, in that the Sameya Pesach. That's the one that seems to be across the board in all the Mishayim. The Rizal spells it out in the previous submission, the Radiator spells it out, and even the Yachroidim who tried to Medayik from Rashi, Rashi's failing, the third is incorrect because he saw on Daf Nun, on the basis Rashi maintains the Lashon of Shtayim of Ruyuse. So the third, that's correct. And all the Mishnah that we've seen so from the Kabbalist idea, that the Ishtani Lemal Yusuf is the definitive purpose, that which convinced Chazal to be Misakin and Rocha Mufaret. Ishtani Lemal Yusuf. How the Mishnah Lemal Yusuf saw it this summer. Exactly what sod is, the Rishonim say machlokes what sod is, but the sod means in the Ritva, she took the bet and spells out. that Zohen is, that it's like we said yesterday, it's more nourishing, it's satisfying. And you have one of the Rishonim that Zohen is Yukevei Sudan. We'll discuss later on. But the Re'eim, quoted by the Rosh, raises the question, the Nusach HaBroch is not a good Nusach. How can you hold wine in your hand and say, Barbi HaGofen, this is the fruit of the vine? Right? It should be, you hold it wine, you should make a drop of wine, never work a wine guy. Look, so what's the terror to the Re'eim? What does Re'eim say? Why do we say Barbi HaGofen? Go ahead, Ezra.
By oral
is considered free. Alright? No, what else did the Re'eim say? First the Re'eim says, Lutz, for carrot. I need a limud and a pasuk to teach me that by orla wine is, when it gets malchus, I mean wine shall orla. The person has apple juice, shall orla, so it doesn't get malchus. Better yet, a better person would have probably yayin chai from orla, probably would not get malchus. But if a person has the apple juice, depends on what this netheroid. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael, a person with apple juice wouldn't get malchus. Person with wine gets malchus. Especially Ribi Akos. So first the Rebbe says, oh, you see, the yayin is not a priest. You need a special Ribi. Then what does that have to be for the shop? No, go ahead, Michael. So that's why you need a special lima, correct. But this, so you're missing one piece though. Why? Well, how did you prove that? How did you prove it? Kulin kufkaf in the base. So the Rebbe says that we learned the halacha of Kri from Bikurim from Orla. Kri Bikurim from Orla. You have in the Rebbe, you have in front of you. Let's go through carefully. If we miss this point, we shouldn't have missed it. Amr Lozar, Amr Lezer, he missed. Tik Shehayeh. Alnu Mevarachim Alayayin Bari Priya Gefen. Alay Vikri Frila Iyan Vikurim Vitani Beperaka Orva Roita. Pri Pri Atomevi. Vi Atomevi Mashka. Later on in the parak, we're going to have to discuss the idea whether the Nusach HaBrachos are established based on Lashon HaKra, or the Nusach HaBrachos are established based on Lashon Chazal. The big issue with the Tam Tishmini Atzeres. Yehi HaShmini Chazal Atzeres Hazeh. Or what's the other Lashon? Yehi HaShmini Chazal Atzeres Hazeh Mishmur. Advocates, is that what you're saying in the Machzerim? Maybe Shmini Atzeres is that, no? So that's a discussion that Shmini Atzeres is not a Lashon HaKra. So in Chazal Misaki in Brachas, they use Lashon HaKra or Lashon Chazal. So we'll have to come back to this Re'eim when we discuss that. Because at first, the Re'eim seems to say when we go with Lashon Chazal, Chazal said, Legabe Bikurim, Chazal did not view wine as a tree. Tree, because chulin kuchof medeis. Tree atomevi di atomevi mashke. Eidi anovin vidarchan minayin tamiloy mar tovin. It marz a drosha. The legabe bikor, a person wants to bring wine. He takes his first grapes and he makes them into wine. That mutter aros. And he brings the wine to Yerushalayim. And he comes with a flask of the koyin. Is he mekayim the mitzvah bikurim or not? So the Gemara says he was mekayim the mitzvah bikurim because Tavi is a special rivui. Olmo ilav yisurah dekra, if not the special rivui, habim ematin yayin mitri. So he would say, he would have said, yayin is not free. So Chazal did not view wine as being called free. The Gabe Bikurim of a special limud. So that's the Re'eim's kasha. How can you hold a cup of wine and say Borei Biagafen? What you're really saying is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thanks for giving me grapes. You didn't have grapes. You have wine. You missed firing with the broth. Delicious. Right? That's part of the issue of Zikta Kaloshim. When you have Zikta Kaloshim. So here, to explain these ideas. Because in our mind, you say, no, it's a big deal. Savannah, you know what you're saying? You see, not so. So the Re'im says, it's not a loss of Nami Loi Marbi, Elohevi Anobin Vindorchan. And then the Re'im goes right there and says that even there, what is good to be Kurim? Hevi Yayin Vindorchan. He says, even if it sounds like that if you bring good wine, filtered wine, from Tiberia to Yerushalayim, then you would not be the kind of mitzvah bikurim. You took your first grapes. Instead of schlepping the grapes to Yerushalayim, you make wine out of them. You figure the preserve better. So says the Rebbe that you would not be yaseh because the lashon of the price is hey the yayin v'dorchon. What hey the yayin v'dorchon? Hey the yayin. So he says no. It must be the only reason why this is considered to be good, hey the yayin v'dorchon, is because you brought the grapes and you made the wine right then and there. So exactly how to learn pshat in this rain, not our sugya right now. The Madonna Yomtiv learns pshat in Oistev, Sheivim Kishem Deruchim, Sheidain Acharsane Vazogin Murab Mamashka Yosibet. Again, I don't want to get involved in this Nakuda right now. But the Madonna Yomtiv's pshat is that even wine would not be free. Why is this called a free? Because this is referring to Hey the Yayin Vidorchum. You still have wine and grapes mixed up together. It's origin of the pulp inside of it. That'll be an important Nakuda in Hilchos Brachos later on. But if you have a Yosim and a free with the freezel inside, you'll make the Bracha Ala Eis and the Bracha Sha'aka. So that's the Madonna Yomtiv is putting these two together. Alright, Tzarechiyah. But the point of the Re'eim is that it's clear to the Re'eim, and this is cool, and it'll change in a minute, that the Gemara was being marbet because of a special limud, we were extending the what are called grapes. And if you have grapes mixed in with the yitzim and a grape, then that's still called a grape. But to have wine, that you left the sediment behind, is how you make wine, you know, the sediment settle. You don't have a yayin megita. Yayin megita means it's all mixed up together. That might even be called by grace. So you later on. And a second, I love it. But why would not be of a yayin gomeloi? So alam omalei nigger free. Rabbi Yeshua Nami, Bakla Kama, Devash Tumar, Vitumle, nigger free. Yeshleimar. So now the Rehain says, so what is the justification of Bari Briye, Bari Geffen? Yeshamar the Mishuv, the Yalfinon, the Orlosh, and Nikri Yayin, Peri, the Nanusephus Trumas, Omaisin of the Fair Gorba Raitet, Ein Seifian Esarva, Mishum, Orla, Ela Yasim, and Anab, and Adesim, Vasmi Yolav, three Pimi Vikurim. Shemashkim Abba Yem Kimoisam, Mishnah and Trumas, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Last Perek of Trumas. So there, and in the Mishnah that is quoted in Daf Lamed Ches, the Mishnah says that there are certain unique aspects of wine and oil, unique to other fruit juices. Number one, truma. The person brings truma, brings wine as truly the kind of mitzvah truma. Nashayna Kane is being truma from tamarim, right? Also from the mitzvah medium. The bash tamarim would not be the kind of mitzvah truma. Cannot give a koyein wine. You cannot give the koyein the bash tamarim. Maitre Shemi, I take my Maitre Shemi to Yerushalayim. So if I bring wine, I brought my grapes. If I bring Vash Tumarim, didn't bring my Tumarim. So Truma Maitre Shemi, Orla, and what gets Malgus, Legabe on his Beyah. The only fruit that makes it to this Beyah is Yayin Mishemen, right? The Sachemen in the Korban Mincha. And Gavei Tumah. This is the unique aspect. So the Re'ein says, if you look at the Gemara, carefully, the Gemara says, look, how do we know that the Gavei Bikurim, and it's true for Tumah Sinmat, the Gavei Orla, that one gets Malkus for drinking wine, Shal Orla, this is because we learned it from Puri, Bikurim. So Re'ein says, you see, there's a different shot in the Gemara. What we said before is incorrect. The Gemara, when it was Marbe, Bikurim of wine, from the Lashon of Tavi, the Gemara was not saying they were making an exception and allowing this non-peri to be brought for Bikurim. No, we are making an exception and calling wine free. And the two ways of learning Shah. Gemara says Tavi. Tavi la'arba is yad. You're allowed to bring wine to be a chachila. You can sit in the area, it sounds like. La'maskana. Initially, you thought you had to bring your grapes from Tveria and bring our mash to Yerushalayim. But la'maskana, you can bring wine from Tveria. That's the makaymas of Yerushalayim chachila. Tavi. So the Re'ein first said, and two is from Shah. First said, Tavi means that being marba, yesu in the cloud. I'm bringing a non-free. The Torah said this is a non-free, it can be used to be Kurim. So the Re'ein wrong shot. The Torah is saying this is a free. How do I know that? Because when we learn Orla, we charge in free. You can't be sitting there to show the show. Be marba yad. If the chidush of Gavei Bikurim was that we're being marba non-free, you can't learn a free. Elamai, the Madani Yotta spelled this out. I think it's posted in the rain. But if you want to see it spelled out, Madonna Yom Tov. Of Orla altogether. So the Torah had to explain to me in that context No, the Lagabi Orla, wine is also awesome. That's what Michael was saying before. But the major nekudah that Rebbe makes for our purposes is that when we say Borei Pri HaGefen, then we are referring that the wine is Pri HaGefen. The Torah is Kiveya. The wine is called Pri HaGefen. Right? The Torah is Kiveya, the apples is not called Pri HaEis. Orange is not called Pri HaEis. The wine is called Pri HaGefen. So what's Pshat? The Chayra, it means, you have this list of various sorry. Can't exactly where. Can't remember exactly where. But the Pasha says that Ishtani the Melusa means that this is, maybe we shouldn't be so specific. It means that it's free because this is considered to be the primary purpose of the fruit. You have a muscle that's in the area of our lofa. You have a similar idea. The Gabi Shabbos. The person squeezes a grape or an olive in Shabbos and makes wine or olive oil. That is an Issa de Rice of Dosh. The person takes an apple, it's a bad example. The person takes a banana and squeezes the banana and makes, gets some advantages out of it. So that would be Yisrael Rabbanim. So the Yishayim explained, because when it comes to the wine and when it comes to the wine and oil are seen as to be inside the fruit. Dosh is extracting something which is there, not making the new which wasn't there. So you see, Hilchos Shabbos, getting wine out of a grape is considered to be extracting that which is there already. So, the different ways of looking at it, but that's what the aim is clear, that it's considered to be free, and you can say it's called Pri HaEis, either because Al-Tidin, when you look at the grape, you're not looking at a grape, you're looking at a little flask of wine. The person wants to be mafresh, wine, from grapes, he can. Because Al-Lokha Kiveya, a grape and an olive, is seen in two ways in Halacha. Number one is the grapes and olive. Number two, it's a little flask of oil and a little flask of wine. What's the rye? The rye seems to be from Shabbos. So you could say that since it's darkon, apparently most grapes ended up being wine. So therefore, it's considered to be that this is the free again. This is the main payelus of these grapes. And then Halacha L'maaseh, we'll get to this much later on. When you say grape for eggs and orange, you make an orange juice, you make so we'll come back to this. But the first point that we're making now in the Re'ein is that the lotion is a valid lotion. Alright? Next. And then in fact, when we say Barbary Gaffin, we are really saying Barbary eggs. And just referring to the Gaffin. That's it. I don't know, maybe it's obviously since the Shiva Khan. I never pause to think about it. Boy, if you get from it, the man should say bracha. We're just being more specific. Instead of, it's like saying, ki'ilu, the Chazal would say that when you have an apple, say bracha to Hashem, because bracha created apple trees, the fruit of the apple tree. Bracha to Hashem, you get the fruit of the orange tree. Bracha to Hashem, you get the fruit of the peach tree. So they didn't do that. When it came to wine, not because the Torah seems to say that in Hebrew there's a word for vine, as opposed to there isn't a Hebrew word for orange trees and apple trees. This is what it says. You could have said eight dahlias. You could have said eight tafuz. Right? You could have said eight tafua. You could do it. But because the Torah, the Chazal, wanted to make a bracha yaisin mufaretas, there's very pretty lines in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Trumas, Yud Aleph Gimel. The Rambam says, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo already did this. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Dagon, Tiyush V'Yitzchak. So what does the Rambam say? You go to your field, and you collect wheat, wine and oil. The Rambam said, the Tarkov of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Kutshvirich, well, didn't say Dagon and Dagon Lizais. Dagon is usually Yisrael. Teres Bell said that when you're looking at grapes, you're looking at wine. But this made time later on when you discuss what the straw, what the rebuttal, just one of the rocks. Anyway, coming back to what we said. So we're saying that Chazal were, Chazal were Kaiveya. Chazal were Kaiveya. The new bracha they said is Baruch Ato Hashem, that you created fruit from a vine, as opposed to saying fruit from a tree. Right? That's the bracha Yisim Mufaretis. So the Re'eim says, by saying Kriyat Gofen, right, he can say one of two ways. Either he can leave it the way we said until now. He's simply saying, he mentioned the vine, Chazal made a bracha Yisim Mufaretis. Fine. Eitz Adama, same thing. Right? Every eight is minadama. Chazal wanted to be kaineya. A bracha mufaretis. Kriyat Gofen, you can say the same thing. You could say Kriyat Gofen is simply because bracha created fruit from a vine. We know this grapes. Or you could say the Re'eim is saying Yayin is Kriyat Gofen. So you are in fact saying Baruch Atah Hashem Kedim Al Chaylam Borei Yayin. And you finish the Re'eim. So you could say one of two Lashonis. You could, you had to translate the problem. You're writing the original art scroll Siddur. Right? So you have to make a decision. Is it Baruch Atah Hashem Kedim Al Chaylam? I don't think it's like what you said. They say, you created the fruit of the vine, or Baruch Atah Hashem, he created one. No, according to him, either would be a valid translation. Correct? Okay, good. I would make the following suggestion. Again, let me say so far. There's a constant bracha mufaretis. When it comes to wine, Chazal or Teveya, bracha mufaretis. Why is that the Yusra? Son, the son. I would suggest the following. I had an idea many years ago. We'll discuss it when we get to Yusra Shem. That the chiddush of Baruch Hu Eis or Baruch Hu Adama, Chazal say that Chazal made a bracha mufaretis. What was the bracha mufaretis? What was the bracha mufaretis of Baruch Hu Eis? No. Yeah. No, no. Eitz of Adama. Is that? Right. What's the difference? What do you have to know when you convey an Eitz of Adama? Right. What's the big deal? What's the... What does Chazal say? Of all the different... they could have said, we're going to make any fruit that is... yellow, green, and red, make one bracha. The fruits that are orange, the peach color, different bracha. What if Chazal focused on? What it meant to us? Well, it dies down with it, doesn't it? I wonder. So, well, when he's typing, he had to say only one idea. That Chazal wanted us to notice that there are different ways in which the brachos bria works. Sometimes the brachos bria works by dying and being re-established, and sometimes the brachos bria works through a constant. The two mahalchei bria. That's the brachos. So I would suggest, based on that idea, that what they do is something we do. After close our brachos. A few more details to finish this thing. But now he's basically in the way to ask the question. Look, what if Chazal wanted? They wanted to give a little bit of course a target. Because wine is the Samech the soil. If the devil does not want it. For you. Probably you can walk over there. Why did Chazal say Baruch Atah Hashem Shenasan Lono is Atirosh? Is it a Yitzhak? Is it possible? Why did Chazal use that much? What's wrong with the wine? Is that?
So the giant is man-made.
So therefore they couldn't say it. Right? No, they could say they should use the word Boreh. They should call Shakol Nia Vid Boreh. Shatirish Teret Tirish Nia Vid Boreh. Because they're out of it. Since they couldn't say it, so therefore, according to Re'ein, they used the best, the list that was closest to. Right? Correct. So it seems to me that for what's the guiding, what's the decision maker to make a bracha mufaretas in this case? Yishtan and Liusim. Right? So it seems to me Chazal was saying is that they want us to notice, to note that there are parts of the Bria which when processed, even slightly processed, carry with them something much more than meets the eye. There are parts of the Bria that we have to understand that there is more there than when first come about. And this is true, for it's true in a huge way when it comes to bread. Bread is remarkable, right? Bread and flour, when you look at it, it's an edible, right? It's not to say when it comes to banana cake, because apple juice. Can't say, oh, it's something much more than the UCI. You got apple juice, let's get an apple, huh? That's true. Shemen, right? There's a huge difference. If you do shemen, you cook it, you fry it. According to the vegetables, because shemen is their food, much later on. In other words, the Yishtanel and Yusa is also a process, just like we'll learn later on. There's no shemen with Ike and Sunyan. That Chazal wanted to know certain things of the Bria. So once he comes to the conclusion that the bracha mufaretas of here is the shtayin mal yusa, then what's the mal yusa? Son to son. So you're looking at a grape, and it's a grape. The Chazal wants us to appreciate that the grape is something she is tamach levenoish. The set of it, right? It's a tremendous thing. So Yishtanim Yusa means it's the Yishtanim of Yusa, which Chazal wants to appreciate. It has to be substantial, right? Because maybe you pay a little more for oranges and oranges of labor, it doesn't make it a step on Yishtanim Yusa. Well, the human beings are created, it's Yishtanim Yusa. But over here, it's so dishonest. There's no answer.
Since
the
part of
the
time when we're saying
the Yerushalayim of Yusuf, we're saying it's the aspect itself. The Sodas Amachon. That also. Another is apparently right. Apparently, you have a grape. That grape, get it back. Right? How do we look at the Sodas? Sodas that we don't understand exactly Sodas. Yeah, we don't live in that kind of society. It's understand. They say in the southern of France, the MSF. So, wine is a staple. You get what was done there. But the same one. Right? In Moshe, the boys went to Scotland a few years ago, see some cereal. Apparently, they have scotch for breakfast in there. They have scotch with their cereal in the morning. Right? He listens to it or something. But it becomes. So apparently, in Eretz Yisrael, when wine was a flourishing crop, so wine was a normal drink. That's probably low alcohol, whatever. So they couldn't really ferment as much. So we don't know exactly what it means, that yain is soil. Right? To us, it would be like a smoothie kind of thing. Right? Sometimes the drink is soil. Right? That's how they look at it. It's not having the salmon. But apparently, it means if you sit and you have grapes, it's like having an apple, like having a peach. Right? Or you sit with when the sheep, we're not going to be kemei asuda on grapes. You would be kemei on fruit. That's the end after the meal. Before the meal, gar after the meal. Apparently, wine was a significant thing to be kemei asuda. We know that. Halacha l'maisa. The goyim and write that the goyim and write that you can be kemei asuda on halacha l'maisa. We don't ask him that way. Shulchan Aruch brings that day. For the others, that's going to be same kind. For the other, in a certain situation where people only, they've only put out, there's no bread, and there's no no mezainis. So it's you don't make Yiddish. Let's say you're stuck for some reason. So then you have to say that you can starve it. So that's what we should be asking over. Ishtalan Yusuf doesn't mean, hey, Yoyis, it's a little bit better now, so make a new run. No, Lali is daiti. Lali is daiti. Ishtalan Yusuf means that Chazal wants us to, according to Rashi, be Makisai. According to the Rambam, according to the Ritva, Chazal wants us to notice. There's something in the Bria called Ishtal and Yusuf. Not all the meets the eye. Sentence with meat you can produce much, much more than what meets the eye. So that becomes apparent in Kasan Yain. Shemen didn't cut it. Shemen almost made it. But didn't cut it, was not what the Ishtal was not substantial enough. But a person evaluates oil, again, Lamaisa. So, don't evaluate oil as being such a... Why? Because an oil can produce things later on. Also, because the only time you drink oil will do with something else. That's what's better. Next, the machlokes of Ritva and Tosfos. Yeah, go ahead.
How does the
relate
to the distinction between
the Chazal
distinction between
the Yates and the Dhamma? The Yates and the Dhamma, there it's clear. Lani is not there, it's clear. The Chazal wants to notice some aspect of the Bria. Now he wonders, do I care? Do I have my fruits? Is there any difference to me exactly how the fruit grew in the ground? Or no difference at all? Right? So why Chazal labor me with this? Chazal would have a bracha Yosef of Rebbe. Right? That's what the... The Ritva had this lashon in the Mishnah. The Ritva had that lashon, but it brought the Yisrael written in the more cautious. As we explained, we realize it in the Mishnah later on, that on the man at the bottom points out, and the thing later on in the men's days also. Okay, we'll come to it right now. The Ritva and the Mishnah. Two-liner, and you have it in the sheet of lips also. So you may have your bracha mishaleches here, you have your mitzvah together, takes 2 minutes. He says, chutz min ayayin, shal ayayin are going for your gofen, in the Mishnah, perish, nishum nishtanei le'iluya v'kevei ha-bracha li'atzu. Before that, the mitzvah had said, u'kishehi miyuchedes, chashuva yoyser. That's what we explained yesterday. Better hadah, or increases the ability to give us Yerushima. Then the Ritva drops a line. Ubigmara Buchach. The Birech Alayayin. Barbreaks Yotza. Right, that's another next step. And now we're going deeper into the idea of Bracha Mifuretis. That's what we're going to do today. Bracha Mifuretis. We have a few sugis about this. The first thing. So number one is the Ritva Choshev Yeser. We explain Choshev Yeser. Number two, we explain specifically what is the period over here. Ishtan and Yusa explain it. Look, we explain that the Nusach HaLoshen, we come back to, is either Boirei wine, right, or Boirei vine fruit. Right? Two Nusachs. Both are, the Rehim says, both are accurate. Next, we began to discuss yesterday. Ritva says, another din in Bracha Mifuretes, that Bracha Mifuretes
can still be yotze with the bracha closed. Ubagmara bucha, the tzidach alayayin v'rei yotze. Right, he drops the sheep and says the same thing, the same reason. Right. So what is it, what's different about dropping it over here? He wants to make a point. Right? No, what's the point? How do you articulate it? No? Go ahead.
Still part of the
Right. In other words, the Chazal were not did not say that they did not eliminate. They didn't passel. They didn't say it's wrong. It's a bracha l'atola. It's mikra. No, they said you can be mishabeach yisrael. Like the Mikvayger said, mishabeach yisrael. Right now, how did the Ritva say it? It's a bracha mukha. How did he prove it? So the man at the bottom points out to us, it's a very, very good Maram Mokim over here. Memon Beis. He had the Rizvah, look at the Memon Beis. It's a tremendous thing. Look at the Rizvah. I'll read that to you. The Rizvah is referring to the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan. The Gemara says that Shehakol with the Eved works for every single, for everything. As we know, that's not love. There's a Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Yechanan. If you make a Shehakol and pass the Yayin, then you got some out. Huh? You could argue that it's Machlekes, but whether with the Pasviyayin are so mafura that the Mamish holy prophet. Look at this, probably not the Prophet of Shadim, we'll get to today. Probably Machlaik is in Hadam Shad Shahakal. So says the Ritva, Kaimulan ki Rabbi Yechanan, Shahakal works even for Pasviyayin in the other. The Ilchas of Kabosi, the Gavi, the Rabbuna. The Ego, the Mashma, Mino. The Ego, the Mashma, Mino. The Mishadirach Alayayin, Vare Drei Yotze. Listen, this is the way they're referring to. The Gemara Mucha. Since it's over here. The Eagle, the Mashmina, you can prove from this Gemara that if you make Vare Drei, Talayayin Yotze, why? Listen to the Lashon. Tachazinon, the Loi Kabdinon, the Rabba Dilei. The Apilu Kishadirach Rabba Cheres, Shane Brachotze Yotze. No, it was the logic of the Rizvah. Chazdinon, like Chazdinon, and Bracha Nilei. The cave on the Yotza, Kishibir Bracha Cheres, She'ena Brachosa Yotza. The Torah was then marked on its unique Bracha. The Raya, because if you make a Bracha, which is not a unique Bracha, you Yotza. What's the logic of the Rizvah? What do you learn from here? How's he moving from Shehakol to the eights and a god. Nope.
And all brachas started off the shackle.
I don't think he's saying that. I don't think. We can't really evaluate that. What you're saying is that there's that the Chazal word shackle was the first bracha, and then they had more mufurotes after that. But even if you'd say, I'm not sure that's correct. Even if you'd say that,
then
what's he saying?
The base bracha for yain eights.
So you're saying that, so again, that's not what the Ritva says. Why? The Ritva says, Chazidon, right? In other words, with the Neil thing is correct. It's correct logically. We could have argued that the system of brachas is chloeistic and then everything becomes more before. But the chloeistic bracha still applies. Right? That's not the Lashon Ritva. The Lashon Ritva is, the loy kabdinon the bracha delay. We're not marked to use a with the other. Here we are with the other or not? Why? The afilu kishevirech bracha acheres she'ena berchosa yotze. Right? The lechor the Ritva is saying parker from the other. Right? Lechor the Ritva wants to say what you said, which is logically valid. He would have said that if you use a bracha yosef kulula yotze. If you use the Lashon of Rashi, it's Brachosia Rishayna. See, if you were to tell me, look at Rashi Daf Nun, and say, Lashon of Rashi Rishayna, then I would say, ah, it's Mamet HaLashon. Everybody has every food is a bracha mishayna, right? As I mean, it's supposed to be achrayna, but bracha mishayna is a bracha shniya, right? The Rebbe doesn't say that. He says if you make a bracha she'ena shavoya, a bracha she'ena grechasa. No, so what's the Rebbe arguing? Go ahead. It sounds like good lashon and good bracha, right? It works and works. So it sounds like. Right? This is the problem. I made a shackle, it works. So the boy creates works. Right? That's what the Ritva says. It's muchach. Muchach. That my as long as my bracha and it will work for a dominate. Right? The Ritva goes on to raise the question about whether it works for pass. Why? So listen to the lashon. About the past, if Shalomar the Kevin Shakosu Kaval Shame, if Neyatzmai, the Sid Asher, Lobin Meskinus, Rechabal Lechem, Lainothik is Shabir Halei Brachab Rabbi Yadama. The old the Kevin Shabir Chosa, Kabul Rabban and Haitziu, Michlal Pri, Shinamaski Bibir Chosa Pri. He said it could be that shahakal will not work for cake or bread, and that borev yadam will not work for bread. Why not? He says it could be because the Torah identified lechem as something different. It could be because chazal, by dropping the lashon of tree, they were voicing the shame. So in other words, the Gemara recognizes that there is a concept of being mishamet mimadveya to tovu chachamim. Right? So the Ritva has to argue, to be logical, to consider arguing two levels. He has to say that making a borei for your eggs on wine is the chazal. The chazal, when they said borei for your coffin, did not say that borei for your eggs is a nisham mimeshita of shetel chacham. Right? I have to argue that. Which he says you may argue otherwise when it comes to lechem, because it's only been brought. So make a verb yadama on lechem, even though logically the bracha works, because it's b'yadama, but maybe Chazal passed it, but by saying it's a shinu v'chavam. So present the two tier machlokes. Number one, it's not, you have to say that Chazal were not, that this is not a violation of mishanet mimadveya shetomu chachamim, and number two, that the bracha works. Alright, now look at the tremendous thing. Look at the Yod Yad Shas and Yod Beis Menachem. Right? The Ritva is obviously aware that he's running against another Rishon. So it's a big deal about it. Right? Why is he arguing this? Because in front of another Rishon, we're not exactly sure who he is. We said Rabbi Hanan yesterday, the man at the bottom, the Eisner Holder says it's Rabbi Meir. Different. Rabbi Moshe be Ibra. Whatever he is, one of the Baliyat. I don't know who he is. I don't know who's in the Baliyat Tesis. Tzorchi and Stats, who is it? It's a big difference. Rechananel means the result is aptly aware. Rechananel is at the end of the first Rishon. He's the Ma'avar from the Gaelic to Rishonim. So that makes a very significant difference. If you're Rechananel Sheet, so that means that every Rishon is aware that the Ramah is aware, the Rishon is aware, the Rishon and therefore this, if it is a nation in Israel, I don't know. Right? I don't know. The statement says, turns out that if you make a very great ace on wine, if you fix it up, immediately you're okay. It's not that those are not the ace. Look at the lush of Rabbi Kivager. I don't believe that Rabbi Kivager had the mitzvah. I intend to doubt again the Shimon Kubetz's side. But the mitzvah, I don't believe he had the mitzvah in Brooks. I can't imagine it. It came out in the 20th century. She took Brahma, I have no idea. So, but I also believe it came out later. So look at the lashon of Rabbi Kivager. Mashmah, he said, the beer from the yayin, but if your eggs lay out, take us the Magen Avraham, choose for your lady, and choose us the Tamu Ali. So yayin shame free alone. The Mavorkin, Boy Pia Gartan. The first Nakuni makes is what's going to create his mind is the rain. The rush. Shame free alone. By saying shame free alone, he's saying and he can't get nam, that's the way the Ritva argued, it's not Mishan and Mimavei Shetov HaChamim. Then Kain, Shabbat and Marach Rebbe, it's a valid Rav. That's the first Nakuda. You both look at the Ritva things. So that's all it's in. You see that the Rishiva Eger was Mechave, Mamash. It's the exact Nakuda that the Ritva said. Hello. The Hoya Lele Barer Yoyser Shuli Geffen. Then came a Gora be Mirach Shehako, the kind of one Yoyser. Right? Mamash the Ritva. Ache, then what's us be? In the Ginas Rodin. Then he did not exactly argue quite like the Ricky Vega argues. It's a different harvest. But the Ricky Vega is not the Ritva. Look, the way we have Machlokes now between the one of the Baliya faces and the Ritva. And the Rafa and the Ritva. Right? The Ritva we understand very well. Right? A Rafa Yosin the Furetas. That's what we're discussing this. That we, the Ritva that you see from Shaharko, that a Rafa Yosin the Furetas is not, as long as it works, as long as the indication of Chazal made a huge switch, it still is. It's not a shinui b'madveya shel tovu chachomim to use the bracha yosef kolela, right? There's an advantage to being mevare yosef, right? Mevare yosef. So we said that over the Bashir. It's more choshev, more specific, more hidah, more hakoros debriya. But you haven't lost everything by saying borei brit and borei priya gofen. And is it in the lashon has to fit? No, the lashon fit. No, what must Rav Moshe Meivra and Rav Hanan all about? What was he arguing? How will he argue? It's what Rav Moshe is correct. So what we say? Go ahead. So what would he be taking on? Takes on the Re'ei? What would he be taking on? Was that? And Chalam, we have to be happy with Taras then. Alright? In other words, the Valtase is still going to pass them like a vehicle for the Mitzvah. It's not that he holds like a Buddha. And that's the Zerishna pass like a Buddha. So he's going to have to say Shaka is different. Shaka is a bracha king levels in a different order than other brachas kolos. What's it going to be? Right. In other words, the Baltei is going to say that Gabe ain't an Geffen, so it's Takashini Mimad Beish and Tabu Chazal. Shaka, for some reason, is an adequate fulfillment of Chazal's Nusach. But Eitz and Geffen, apparently, when according to Tesis, when they said Baruch Yer Geffen, so then they disqualified by grace. Okay. So let's go back to the two wisdom of chapter 8. What do you have in mind when you hold your wine and say a word big F? What's the kavana? If the Baruch created wine, or created the fruit of a vine? You say, then?
One.
If you're forced, it says one. I'm not sure. Your silence may be correct. Maybe at this point, it's not mukhra. May not be mukhra. Could be that the places would say that when you say, burp your cup, and your mom is saying that this is a little, on a vineyard, a little flask of wine, and mom's made a different bracha. Because they had brought a mom's out of yain, but they couldn't say yain because his brother didn't make the wine. Right, he was never mostly Yain and Oris. That's such possible. Could be. But your style is incorrect. It could be that You could even say that Boyre Priyagosen means that Baruch may find fruit, but the Tesis still say that once Chazalver Keveya, this Baruch Mitzvareta, now it's a little bit sharper. Once Chazalver Keveya, then you should say that Baruch Ani Shtani Nemalika, so then Nitzaka said that it's a Shinui, the Mazveya Shetobu Chachamim, to make a boyfriend. Now, let's suggest the following. We're going to say, I don't think we're saying it's a famous mukhruch, but I think it's very close to him. It could be that the understanding that we've established for the yisoid of Birchas HaNeden yields these two approaches. And it could be that if the yisoid of Birchas HaNeden is what we've attributed to the Ritzvah, which I believe says it clearly in the Akdam of Hilchos Brachos, and we've attributed to the Rambam based on the deal, which may not be Mukhman, that the Brachos are a Kiyam in Yerushalayim, that it makes sense to say that the Brachos of Ferretos in this case is not, Chazal did not view this as a Tarmid Bracha, which would disqualify the previous Bracha. Masha in the cane, if you hold that a bracha is a form of Haidah, and entirely stated to say Haidah, that's the end all, so then you could argue that Chazal specifically chose this venue of Haidah. How would I explain this? And therefore, to use a different venue of Haidah is a Mishanah Mishnah Tarukha. You can say this in several ways. If Chazal said, you have wine, so now be moideh for Ishtan al Yusuf. That was the din of Chazal. And I revert back, and I'm moideh for grapes. So I'm not mekayim the takan Chazal. But you may dismiss that by saying, well, if some say, Ishtan al Yusuf, Chazal will do it. Maybe there's a different kind of price. I think it's very picky and maybe that dismisses the implications. So let's go back. So, it could be that we'll put it first in the grub of human terms and then put it in the halachic. It could be, in the human terms, if a person gives a dog and the dog is misfired, that may not be a good dog. But if a person is only makir, part of the degree that the Torah presents to us, then they still be well within what Chazal wants to accomplish. Right? In the Moshav. If a person gives me, gives me 20 shirts, and I dangle for one shirt, it's a thesis. I'm not sure the whole Haidah would work with that. They'll feel that I'm not fully appreciated. Right? Strange kind of Haidah. If on the other hand I say, he gave me this one shirt, I see how much you're concerned about me. So that's still within the ballpark. It would still be appreciated. So if the ultimate goal of Baruch Rishon is Haidah, so it could be that when the Baruch gives you wine, so does Sameach. You thank the Baruch for grapes, maybe you missed it. You didn't say Haidah that is adequate. So you have to make another Baruch. You're not Mekayim the mandate of Chazal. What Chazal wants to do. Now Sha'ini came, your person stops for a moment. And is Netzar, the Rambam says, Da'akoris HaBoyrei. He doesn't fully appreciate, doesn't give expression to the full sense of any nuance. No. That still may be with fulfilling the Medin Chazal of increasing one's Yerushalayim. To argue further, the next step will not be Mukhra. It could be that, in any event, when you're not departing with me, also you're not going to be accepted. Alright? Now let's go a little bit deeper in this distinction. I think it'll become established. And that is, you go back to the mitzvah of Torah. So the mitzvahs of Torah of Haidah are very specific mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs Hayudah and Aferet? No? With that? Benching may be. So the very specific mitzvah of exactly what you have to mention to be Yosef in the rice, so he's in the seventh pair. Right? It's true that he didn't lay rice, there's a key of my simply saying thank you, but in addition to terrorist kaveya, it's after svia, give this the act, and then after a certain specific activity happened, it has to be Hagdah, and the chosen kaveya, which seems right. You know what else? Is that? So that, I don't believe the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says that the Lashon Hagdah. I don't believe so. I don't think it's Mugdar as a Mitzvah Shleidah. Check it out. Go ahead. Bikur. Bikur. That is black and white. The Mitzvah Bikur is, say, it's very specific. First fruits. Second fruits. Third fruits. Right? Mitzvah Bikur is, say, it's very specific. First fruits. Right? That's the Machayim. Bring the usual ayim. Say the following Mitzvah. Right? The state is very, say thank you. Doesn't cut it. Right? They come to Yerushalayim and leave the food at home, doesn't cut it. They come to Yerushalayim with your fruit and not say, Arami, Oye, the other side is a Muslim. They form a kind of Muslim title. Are you involved enough to be there? What else? Is that? No, I don't think the mood is worth saying no. I didn't miss saying no. As we look at the Sefer Mitzvah, you'll see that the Rambam says, this is mood is saying no. Corbin Thomas? Corbin Taito? Corbin Taito? Very specific. What kind of animal? Pony the fun, exactly when it takes to be at the pony the fun. Right, exactly when you bring the Brichas Eidah, a Korban Eidah. Leil Beisah. Rav's Magdir is a secret to Mitzrayim, as a Eidah. And there's specific detail, how do we, the kind of it's a Beisah, of secret to Mitzrayim. So what I'm suggesting, is even if you don't accept that there is a logical difference, and even say that my first approach, my grubber human approach, was incorrect, and it was a fantasy, it wasn't accurate, not precise. But when you look at the mitzvahs, so the mitzvahs of Eidah, so far the one that each one is moved there in a very specific way. Masha'ina came, the mitzvah of Yiras Shemayim, the Rambam says, the first one should always have in mind the Fachin of the Baruch Hu. So, again, what I'm suggesting is that according to the mitzvah and the Rambam, if, when we say it's correct, that the substance of the Baruch Hu Rishonis is to express something that will increase the person's Yiras Shemayim. So then, when we look at similar ideas about Torah, so those are not defined in very, very specific ways. And then Mela, it makes sense that I can Mekayim, that Chazal would then proceed to give us a mitzvah that also has a similar kind of latitude that I would be Yotze by the wrong kind of mitzvah. But it still works. Ashen Ekeis, if Chazal's, the substance of Chazal did was to express Hidah, then we see it in the Torah. The Torah gives this Hidah, it specifically directs us when and how to say Hidah. Then they would make sense for Chazal to say that he gives you incorporate that when we say Hidah, they will say, and if you say the wrong Hidah, if you say Hidah for grapes, you're having wine, so that's the Manbeish Hidah Chachamim. So what I'm suggesting is the following, that it's clear that there is a machlokes mitzvah and baal tosfos in this din. And it's clear that it's easier to defend the shita of the mitzvah than the baal tosfos. Right? And l'chaira, if we had to be magdir the two shitas, we would say that clearly the mitzvah holds that a bracha with Ferebis is not passing the bracha of Kelelis, that we don't apply the din of Kol Mishnah and Mishnah Chamin. Chazal maintains it is still too valid as choice. Masha'ina Kain, according to Tosfos, we're led to say we had to be magdir the din, and I'm explaining why, right? To be magdir how Chazal made this din. The Chazal means that when the Chazal were Kidvei, the Bracha Mufaretas, they said, and the Bracha Kelelas is a Shinim with Mimad Beya, Shechavu Chachamim. Could that be the way that once you say that, then you're going to give Eir's Kashas and your Ritzvah's defense, his position, that are immaterial? It's very nice that the Lashon works. It's very nice that it may work for Shahako. Shahako is different, Rosh Hashanah is wide different. Right? Shahako apparently is different. But again, it's not right to discuss it now because we haven't seen the sugya. But doesn't sit well with you to be something along the lines of Shahako Nibivara is a different kind of statement altogether. Then, in any event, I think that's clear. What we then said is that we have noticed that there may be a machlokes between Rashi and Tis on one end and the Ritva on the other end, is exactly what is the substance of the bracha which gives us the rishus to partake. So we suggested, I can't say it's kufr, but I think it's the standard, that if the bracha, the substance of the bracha is giving Ritva, then there is. Then Chazal may have followed the pattern that we find that this is the Raisa of being specific, demanding, and therefore they may possibly brush up their levels in the form of Eidah. We explain in the human terms why that might be correct. I say, okay, if it's a bracha, if it's a given Yerushalayim, the given Yerushalayim, then the Raisa is flexible and soft and not mudu specifically. We explain why in human terms it would be correct. Right now, let's just finish up in this tour. Right? This is the reverse now. A person has grapes and wine. But inherently, this is an adropah karayna. She ain't serve for Asker al Esau B.A. This is the Hadiah Dabon Tabukhan. Right? So now I'm going to skip and not discuss the drop out right now. Kilayma. That Barak Yagafen means the fruit of the vine.
And did not mean wine. Right? Otherwise it would make sense to make a perfect offering.
Yes. He must be said that. The Abbal is the cause of the son of the Azaz and Muskan. Light is roughly not out of the
right? But the Rosh holds otherwise. The Rosh holds that you cannot make a barbecue oven of grapes. So the Rosh learned Pshat in barbecue oven as wine. Right? This is the two ways of bringing the Re'ein. L'chayra is the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rebbeinu Yechiel. Correct? Nafkemina would be whether a person make a barbecue oven on grapes. Right now, we don't have time right now, but please look at the Mishnah Berura Siman Reish Ches, Sif Yerdal and Sif Tesvav, and you'll see that solid part of the shir is summarized in three lines of the Sharati. The Ritva, the Tosfos of Kiva Eger, to get appreciation for the Chavetz Chaim. In three lines, he summarized those here. But more important, you see that without doing the Sugi V'yam, you only see appreciate a sliver on the Mishnah Berurah. Alright? And what we're discussing now is in Yedal. So I think it's Sif Kotan Ayin. What's it on? Reish Ches Yedal and Tesvah, Mishnah Berurah and the Sharetzi. Kosim Yechiel, Ochel and Dod Mishnasi Yayin. The Ein Das of the Avinia Rosha, Lai Rosh 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 Lai He says that even though the Rosh disagrees with Hachila, so then Yechiel held the Chachila. That he just points that. Ah, but he goes to some of them. He didn't ask Rosh Kane and Rabbi and Rabbi. Also, most of them give you a girl with a Chachila of Rabbi Yai. Then he circled Rabbi Yai. And Rosh Lee Yodi was a Chachila circled Rabbi Yai called Rabbi Yai and said this one. Rabbi Gomer should be the other Rabbi Yai and Rabbi Yai and Yai and Rabbi Yai. Shavu be Chachila in the universe of Allah and Rabbi Yai. The other three of Rabbi Yai and Rabbi Yai and Rabbi Yai and Rabbi Yai and Rabbi Yai Mashman Lee, the Hamadin, Nami, Yir, Al Nov, Mal Geth, Mr. Literary, Rosh Hashem. Alright? So again, so what do we want to finish up? We want to finish up with the Bracha Rishayna. The Bracha we have to learn the Sugya first. But the Bracha Rishayna is, if a person, Machlekes between Ben Yechiel and the Rosh, if a person makes a Bari Pregopin on grapes, Yotza or not Yotza, right? So he says, so Bidi Abad, apparently everybody holds a Yotza. Bidi Yechiel would say, that's the Lashon. That's what it means, by big oven, vine fruit. But the Rosh would say, no. Either he says, not what it means, but it could mean that. Or what the Rosh would say is, that when Chazal were convey a brachis mitzvah rotos, like the Rekiva Eger says on the Tosfos, that it means Chazal wanted to give us bracha yisur mifaretas. But the Avad, just like Adama covers the eighth, so Hagafen, right? Just like Adama covers the eighth, he says Hagafen covers another. Right? He's not arguing the way that you would argue. Kolo was the first. No! He's arguing that since, bottom line, the Lashon of Adam covers the Lashon of Ace, so if the Lashon works, then it covers it as well. Right? Good. But is that an argument that Rosh Hashanah closes Rosh Hashanah? He held the idea of Kololas and for red is a lechatchila dikin concept. Lechatchila, what to do? But he would argue the way that the Ritzvah argues. If the bracha works, it works. But Chazal did not apply the rules of the Mishnah and Mishnah Tevuch HaFar. In these cases. Go ahead. That's what you said. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Who adin?" The Shosi Yain is giving it to the Anavim, right? The Ein Adzaymus if Yudal it doesn't make him a favorish. The Berurah is very big. Let's try another. The two things. We think it's correct. The Shulchan Aruch is just close to the case where a person is having both wine and grapes. But the Beis Yosef over here seems to say that it's right. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that very free, I guess, does not work for grapes. Right? So Shulchan Aruch paskin, Bari Vigar does not work for grapes. And Nidal paskin, that Bari for eggs works for Geffen. Right? For the other. At least it'll be a suffer. It means it'll be a suffer. Right? So Shulchan Aruch seems to have an approach that a bracha kilolas who work for a bracha mufaretas, but I have no right to say that the bracha mufaretas should now work for for something that was not for which the bracha is not without damage. Okay, let's dive in. I think tomorrow we will finish up Mit Hashem the suya of Mitz Anav, Mitz Shem, 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 Mitz Shem,